So the police are actually going to sell it and keep the money?
Yeah.
Like, what? Where's that money going to go?
It's going to go
into the police. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Auto Alex podcast. I'm reliably informed that this is now podcast episode 38, the big 38.
Thanks, Martin.
Thank you, Martin. Yeah. Absolutely. He's on at me pretty much every single week.
Well, Martin, we've missed it again.
We have missed it again, and it's all Rory's fault again.
So you were free yesterday?
I could have been,
but I decided not to be. What were you doing?
Rory, I decided not to
be. What were you doing yesterday?
I don't know.
Anything interesting?
I was just touring around, so you shut your mouth.
Oh, touring around with you?
Shut your dirty, filthy mouth.
What were you doing yesterday?
Yesterday I went to a parents' class in the evening. It was a social where you meet up with all the parents and just have like vanilla conversations about stuff. It's fantastic.
And did you go into London at all or see anyone nice?
Could have done. Nice? Yeah, have done.
I didn't know about this. What did you do?
What? Anyway, I'm joined by Taylor Hetherington and Rory Mackay.
All right.
Before we get into it, Taylor, are you feeling in a good mood now? Because last week you were sulky and...
I had reason to be.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Which
did,
we'll
yeah.
get into soon.
We will
but
get into
spoil, no spoiler alerts, all right? Because the Poland videos are coming out this week and next week.
So am I not allowed to tell everyone of my peril?
Well, you've done it now, haven't you? But people don't know, neither do we, you made it to Poland.
I think it was pretty obvious from his Instagram account.
Yeah. Oh, I call my girl, my love, my wheel finger.
Okay, there were some severe reasons as to, yeah.
Anyway, we'll get into that. Because before all of that, hello to Dan and his girlfriend Ellie driving to Ireland. Dan's got Ellie.
She's run away with Dan.
And he maybe is Irish.
That's the second girlfriend I've had that's run away with a Dan.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, go on. Let's get into it. Unpack it.
I think that's as far as we need to go.
Anyway, we've got Jack Hansen listening from Houston, Texas, after moving over from Perth, Western Australia. That's a big old commute.
Mm.
Well done. We've got commercial tyre technician Ricky on his way to a call out at 11 p.m. to rescue a broken down lorry with two blowouts on the motorway.
Ricky.
I was going to say,
Ricky.
Was he not on the way to rescue Taylor when he...
Shut up.
No, his wheel just fell off.
Yeah,
it didn't
we forgot fall, to tighten right? up
he
the lug
nuts. Yeah, he forgot to tighten. We've got Marie and husband James listening on honeymoon in Bali.
Oh, God. Can we go to Bali?
I've been Bali. It's very good.
Mm.
Yeah.
You bought me a wooden carving from Bali.
I did.
Yeah, I've got that.
What was it?
I remember. It says tailor-made cars.
Oh, shit, I did.
Yeah, I've got it on my wall.
Oh, I'm such a good friend. We've got Joseph on holiday in Mallorca while waiting for his girlfriend to get ready. Luke on the toilet. And Rory's mum, Jackie.
You're right, mum.
Have you still not started getting involved in the whole Rory's mum, Jackie? You need to start singing it too.
No. Although... We do need to get her a car, though.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we need to find.
Is that
Jackie.
A video? There's a video.
There's a video there. But we do need to find Jackie a car.
I think we should find Jackie a car.
Yeah.
And then you should get your mum's car. And yeah. I'll get my mum's car. Yeah. We should have a race.
That would be so shit. My mum's got a 1.2 Leon estate.
I know. My mum's got a smart car.
Oh, for crying.
Also, before we move on, one of my best mates, Rob Paul, has asked me to give Daniel Warner from Lowestoft a shout out as well, because he is an avid listener to the podcast. So also hello to Daniel.
Hello, Daniel. I went to school with a Daniel Warner.
Did you?
Yeah.
Is it the same one?
No, it won't be. He was a troublemaker.
Is he part of the Warner Brothers?
No, sorry, Rory. To be fair, go on. What were you going to say?
Well, that Daniel Warner probably was in school not too long ago and you were in school. Back in the 1900s.
Oh, right. Yeah. There you go. Very good. May I remind you, we're all in our 30s, so you can all shut your mouths.
No, but you're not really, though, are you?
No, I still am.
You're pretty much 40.
Anyway, what have we all been up to? Rory,
I don't want to talk about it.
Rory, I want to get involved with Rory first, because you have some police updates.
Oh, yes.
Have you?
It's not good updates, though.
What?
Yeah, so I...
Remind everyone of the story.
So I've been dealing with lovely Sam from the...
Sam.
The Thames Valley Police Force.
Yeah.
And she's been giving me updates...
About what, though?
Regularly. So last update we had was that basically the bike...
the bike, they did manage to confirm that it was stolen.
Rory, again, for people who don't know the story, rewind quickly.
All right, brief recap. We bought a car, we bought a bike off a man in Scotland. It turns out it was stolen.
Yeah.
We then told the police it was stolen. They refused to believe that it was stolen. Yeah. But then we then convinced them that it was stolen.
Yeah.
They then checked it out and then did also confirm that it was stolen.
Uh-huh.
Then they then did some checking, contacted the man who they thought was the owner, who then said it wasn't stolen.
Yeah.
And then they then did some more checking, realized that they contacted the wrong man.
Yeah.
So then they then contacted the right person who they couldn't get a hold of,
mm-hmm.
but they have confirmed that it was stolen because they've got the right crime reference number now. The person that it does belong to, I believe, has moved out of the country and they are unable to get a hold of him anymore.
Has he died?
No, he's just... He's
emigrated.
He's not from this country.
Okay.
So anyway, they can't get a hold of him.
Yeah.
It turns out it did not go through an insurance company, which okay. we did think that it wouldn't go through an insurance yep. company. So basically they don't really know what to do with the bike, but instead of give it back to me, they've decided that they're going to sell it.
Okay. Where?
I don't know. They won't tell
they're
me.
They're going to sell it.
Yep.
But if it's going through an auction, do they not have to tell you?
So I'm dealing with this other lady now and she's saying that she doesn't have the right to say where it's sold.
But what? Why?
I don't know.
But you've invested loads of money into it.
Yeah.
So what happens with like the Scorpion exhaust?
So they're
the
saying that I had to send all the invoices over of all the bits that we bought.
Yeah.
And they're going to compensate me.
For the value of the parts?
Yeah.
Okay, that's hundreds. That's literally hundreds. At which point they might as well give you the bike back.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this makes no sense.
I don't get it because they will not sell the bike for more than I've invested into the bike. So I'm just going to lose out here and someone's going to buy the bike.
You could lose out, but if you get paid out, do your research and find out where that bike's being sold, you might actually earn money out of it and get your bike back.
Okay, so we need to find out where that bike is being sold.
If anyone listening to this podcast know where vehicles that have been seized by the police get sold, please let us know.
Yeah.
But write to us at...
What police...
It's Thames Valley Police Force still. What? Oh, podcast at autoalexcars.com.
So Thames Valley Police, where are they based?
Thames Valley.
But there's multiple, aren't there?
Reading one.
Okay, Reading Police.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Why don't we go to Reading Police right now and start a picket line?
We could do.
What's a picket line?
She was saying that I...
What's a picket line?
Yeah.
It's where you line up and then you like just pick it. Like rubbish collection, picket line.
Picket.
Pick and pull. That? Like pick and pull. They have cars there and you literally just pick and pull. It's called picket line.
Right.
Right. Do you know what picket line is?
Yeah, when you stand and protest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Why didn't you just say that?
I don't know. I was just like messing
with it. It sounds like an underground London train line. Yeah, I'm just getting on the picket line.
I'm on the picket line. Oh, God. All right. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do about this?
Well, I don't know. The woman that I've got dealing with it now is she's being really vague with it.
Why is she being so obtuse?
I don't know.
Come on, we need PC Sam. Where's PC Sam?
Oh, the PC Sam was so good.
She was fantastic.
I reckon someone at the police station's going, oh, that's a nice boy. Oh, I like that. I'll have it.
Just do you reckon it's that
so
woman?
So they're saying I had to send over all these invoices by the 5th. What day is it today?
It's the 4th today.
Yeah, so by the 5th. So something is happening on the 5th.
Oh, so the auction could be tomorrow?
It could be tomorrow, yeah.
Oh, for crying out loud. Well, let's go to Reading Auctions.
Where do they sell them, though? They don't sell them on, like...
Right, we're going to the police tomorrow.
Hey, Siri. Where do the police auction vehicles?
Come on.
Okay, I found this on the web for where does the police auction vehicles. Check it out.
Check it out.
You do realise you've just set off everyone's Siri now.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, everyone. Sorry, everyone.
You're going to have a unison of like thousands of people going,
Hey, Siri, stop. No, that's a podcast.
Hey, Siri, call mum.
Hey, Siri, call dad.
Oh, no.
Anyway, so
I'm just checking that my phone's not now ringing somewhere.
So that's the update. So it's all looking really bad because it was looking very, very good.
Yeah, well, from what I've read before, that if they can't get a hold of the previous owner and blah, 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 and all that stuff, In the cases that I've read, they usually give the bike back.
Yeah.
Or the vehicle back.
So the police are actually going to sell it and keep the money?
Yeah.
Like, what? Where's that money going to go? It's going to go into the police.
You think it would go to the victim?
Yeah, you are a victim
I'm
of
a victim.
Crime.
That is what she classed me as a victim.
Well, you are, because it's been nicked by the police.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're effectively selling it, probably to a drug lord.
So I should get the bike back.
You should get the bike back. You're a victim, man.
Yeah. And I've said, I want those exact parts. And she was like, that's not going to happen because they don't have insurance to cover you to go in and take
She's
them.
Not being very helpful, is she?
No. And she, I should have got a phone call back, actually. Shall I phone her now?
Yes.
Okay.
Call her now. Do we know what her name is?
No, I can't remember.
Okay. He can remember. He just doesn't want to out you.
I'm Googling auctions.
Are you? If we can go to a police or... Sorry, Rory's just getting his phone. By the way, if you're watching this on YouChow, we are in the new unit. This is the second week that we've been in the new unit.
Yes.
What? Do you what? That's why it sounds so echoey. That's why it sounds very echoey.
And I've got a new hat.
You do have a new hat. You've got a bucket hat with the emoji for a penis.
It's actually aubergines.
Yeah. Well, they're the penis emojis, aren't they?
Yeah, but they're aubergines.
So that makes you look like a dickhead.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah?
Laughs on you.
Why?
Because I am a dickhead.
You are a dickhead. You got your phone. Let's phone up PC, shall not be named, and find out if we can have a little update.
Is this illegal to phone the police and record them?
No, because no one knows who she is.
Oh, it might be illegal.
Well, you just need to let her know that the call is being recorded for training.
I think I do actually, don't I? Yeah.
All right, we'll let her know.
I've just realised that it is illegal to do
you've
that.
You've done
it
now. What about if we blur her voice?
No, I think you still have to let them know that you're recording.
Okay, right. Well, we'll get back to that.
But I can read you the email that she sent me.
All right, okay. Are you sure that's legal?
I think that one's legal.
All right, okay.
I mean, look, it's all good-hearted. What can we say?
Yeah. What are you doing, by the way?
I'm still scrolling
on your phone.
I found an auction called John Pye.
Here we go.
Yeah.
As it stands now, the situation is as follows. You will not have the stolen motorbike back. You will be compensated the value you have invested in. I'm in waiting for the vehicle recovery scheme to come back to me as I've sent them the evidence you provided. As soon as they come back up to me, I'll let you know.
Brilliant. That's all you've had?
Yeah.
So she's effectively nicking your stolen motorbike.
Yeah.
How many times has that motorbike been stolen now?
Too many.
Too many times. What else have you been up to?
We've been in Poland.
We have been in Poland. When is this podcast coming out?
This podcast is probably going to come out tomorrow.
Okay. So if you look on the Auto Alex main channel, then you will see episode one of our Poland adventure. It's a very, very good one. So, Poland's been very good.
Oh, my bad.
What is going on?
My bad.
What are you doing? Who are you texting?
I'm trying to message the policewoman.
Oh, okay.
Wait.
Sorry. Anyway, as for me, let me go through what I've been up to. We went to Poland, which you will see very, very soon. What you don't know is after the Poland trip. So you are both being very antisocial. You're both on your phones during a podcast.
Look, I was trying to get information for the podcast. Shall we go back to what I've been up to?
Go on then, bloody hell.
I'm trying to get information for the podcast.
This is a really, really weak start to the podcast.
No, it's not. It was great up until that little bit there.
All right, go on then. What have you been up to?
We got back from Poland late. So you guys don't know, and you don't know. We had a little return journey back,
mm-hmm.
which I think we're going to try and release as a video because all of the support guys... Basically, we all filmed our little vlog as our return journey.
Oh, yeah. Okay, nice.
And it wasn't smooth sailing.
No.
No.
Well, there were old BMWs.
Mm. So we had two breakdowns.
Yeah.
One of them was you.
Yeah.
When you weren't there.
Yeah.
And one of them was Tom Lenthal's car.
Yeah.
And both of them were quite good breakdowns.
Really?
Yeah. So your car, we'd lowered... obviously,
yeah,
but the one thing we hadn't checked was whether the fuel pipe was then rubbing on the suspension arm. Turns out it was.
Yeah, perfect. Wasn't it being rubbed by the drive shaft?
It was, yeah.
Fantastic. Really?
So it actually cut through the thing. So Josh managed to do some absolutely fantastic bodgering.
He's good at bodgering.
And got another piece of rubber thing, then zip tied it around it, and then that seems to have held it in for now.
Nice.
Yeah.
But it's funny because this happened while we were next to a load of German lads who were coming back from Old Trace.
Yeah.
And then they were all there with their, like, going, do you want a jack? And do you want tools?
Oh, was that their jack?
No, it was our jack. Oh, they were offering, and it was their light, though, actually.
Okay.
They were offering us, I'm still getting some phone interference. Let me turn mine onto airplane.
Sorry, this is
So yeah, they were helping us out with lights and everything like that, but they also were finding it quite funny.
Yeah.
So yeah, we did that, and then Tom's decided to absolutely, like, catastrophically blow up a coolant hose. Like, it literally just completely separated down the middle and then just went everywhere, which that was amazing.
Yeah.
And that was about 15 minutes before we were meant to be on the ferry. And that made us miss our ferry.
Mm.
So Tom Lenthal, he screwed us over.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's quite sad.
It is quite sad. What are you doing on your phone?
Well, my ring alarm's been going off, so I've been like, what's going on?
Maybe, well, that's what the buzzing probably is.
No, it wasn't. I don't recognize it. There's a man on my driveway I don't recognize and I don't like it.
Who is he?
I don't know. It's just a random.
Why didn't you ask him live on the podcast? Who are you?
No, because it's boring.
Yeah, that's about it, really. I kind of haven't done that much since.
Poland was amazing, though, wasn't it?
Poland was the best trip we have ever done.
Genuinely.
Without doubt.
It was like the right kind of stressful, but not too stressful.
Do you know what the best part of the trip was?
No, go on, Laurie.
The best part of the trip to me was the BMW Museum.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the BMW Museum.
That once in a lifetime private tour around.
We'll never be there.
Do you remember when they let us around the behind the scenes bit where we saw all the hidden cars that they don't show anyone?
Oh, what? Yeah.
That was...
And when they let me take out the V16 BMW X5.
Yes.
On the Nürburgring. As well,
yeah,
and like,
that was very kind of them.
They never made that.
The V12, V12, yeah, that one,
yeah. Even though you're nowhere near the Nürburgring, and they flew me over.
You know what was really kind of them though, as well, when you took out the eight series convertible.
Will Smith arrived, and we were singing summertime.
I tell you what,
summertime.
Why don't the pair of you shut up?
No, but honestly, you would have loved it.
Oh, I'm sure I would, yeah.
It was very kind of them. They did allow us to park right on the front.
I saw that.
They did. Yeah, oh, yeah. The pictures.
Mm. Oh, my
Once
God.
Once in a lifetime pictures, never to be repeated.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm so happy that my 5 Series was there. Pictures in front of the BMW.
Yeah. And we had so much fun with like Freddie and Tom. Yeah. It got so emotional. We just started making out. You should have been there, man.
Yeah.
We were so sad that maybe you didn't make it. You'll have to watch the episode. Because you didn't make it.
Why don't you piss off?
Any more updates from Rory Land?
No, that's about it.
All right. I'll rattle through mine because I want to get up to yours in a minute.
I can't really tell anyone about much of mine.
So went to Poland. And then what you didn't see or what you don't know currently is that I had to fly back from Poland on Sunday.
I had to.
Because it's Rianne, my wife's birthday on Monday. So that meant that you guys started driving back all the cars Sunday and Monday you got back. So I had to fly back, obviously, and I had a very arduous day went to Surrey and, you know, spent the day at the spa.
While we were driving 14 hours.
Back. Yeah, but I was doing like breaststroke and front crawl. Mm. And then I had to stay in like a steam room for like, you know, a minute and a half at a time and went to the gym quickly and then had to force feed myself with like afternoon tea, you know, scones and
sounds dreadful.
And the finger sandwiches and stuff.
It was terrible. Yeah.
I had a fantastic, terrible time.
You know what this proves? You know, whenever we do these trips and like Alex is like, oh, I've drove the whole way. He doesn't. He just has a driver who does it all for him.
Yeah, no, because I love flying. I love flying.
He doesn't even stay in the same hotel as us.
No, I actually didn't this time.
No. He stayed in the lovely, like, 5-star hotel.
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
he stayed
with
in
Freddie.
Different hotels.
Yeah, he didn't want to stay with us. Well, our hotel wasn't good enough for Alex, basically.
No, yeah, you're right. Nothing to do with the fact that Car Vertical actually paid for 2 rooms, one for Freddie and one for me, which had 3 beds in it. So I shared with Chris from Merch.
It was basically because he just didn't want to stay.
Yeah,
the
no, you're right. I didn't want to be anywhere near you. So, yeah.
I'll remember
but jokes
that.
On him because our hotel was actually nicer.
Nicer? No, it was not.
You didn't go in our hotel.
You didn't go in my hotel.
We didn't want to tell you because it was actually too nice.
No, it wasn't.
No, our room, we saw the picture of your room. Yeah. Our room was nicer.
My room was like an arena. It was so big.
No, but our room was actually nicer.
No, it wasn't.
And do you know what was better about our room?
What?
We could walk straight into town.
So?
You had to get a taxi every time.
No. I could have. It was literally 10 minutes.
No.
The walk was literally 10 minutes.
Why did you always get a taxi then?
Because didn't realise it was so close.
My room was amazing.
Was it?
Yeah. Where did you stay?
I had a chaise lounge.
Is this the one in Brighton?
No, it was the one in was this Kettering.
The side of the road?
No, no, it was in Kettering. Oh, okay. I did have one at the side of the road, just right next to a garden centre as well.
Oh, fantastic. Oh,
that's lovely.
But yeah, no, oh, I should say Stadium 3. Yeah, it was nice.
Mm. Also, on my list of things that I've done, I've been speaking to a lovely company called Slaughterhouse Customs.
Yes.
And they do a lot of VW T25 and, you know, the VW scene. Upgrades and engine swaps and we've been having lots of very, very good conversations.
Mm.
And Betty is getting a right tart up soon.
Is she?
She is.
And do you know who else is?
Who's that?
The Spitfire.
And the Spitfire. Mm. Oh yeah.
Jesus.
Jesus. Betty, you know I love a DP. Sorry,
yeah.
PD.
Yeah.
A DP.
Betty is getting DP. Sorry, PD'd.
A DP.
Betty is getting 1.9 PD swap.
But don't the heads lift up on them when you start towing things?
Yeah, they do.
Really? Yeah, when you start towing like 3 tons, like a moron.
Or if you up the boost in any possible or conceivable way, the head falls off.
Well, I can't do that because Betty's gearbox will literally shit itself. So I'm going to... Betty is going to be economical, fantastic, reliable, and still have a VW engine, which I'm very happy about.
Okay.
And going to... Air ride is planned. And like the Slaughterhouse Custom do like loads of bumper stuff and like swamper style and blah, blah, blah. And also maybe give her a bit of a respray with Raptor paint.
But this is all going to be.
Yeah.
You are not Raptor paint.
Yeah.
Like, not,
it could be good.
But this is all going to be within budget, right?
What's the budget?
I found out how much this is going to cost in total.
If
you were a customer.
It's a good amount.
How much do you think?
Probably a ridiculous amount.
Bearing in mind, I had a grand to spend, really, because, you know, you guys...
You guys both
went over by grand, so I had a grand to spend.
How much are you getting from Moss, if a customer were to pay? Well, let's not get into it. It's a disgusting amount of money, but we are going to be doing videos and everyone's going to be happy, especially us.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to Moss on Monday.
We are on Monday, yeah.
While you're there, can you get some bits of my mini?
No, you're coming with us.
Good, because I need to chore some bits of my mini because it's rusty still.
Well, why don't you bring your rusty mini along?
I can't. It's in the body shop.
Still?
It's in bits. Well, I'm waiting on bits because it's rusty.
Speaking of the body shop, what is happening with Barney?
Barney's being worked on.
Yeah, no, you say that every single time.
Come on, man. It's not a 5-minute job.
Yeah.
It's a monumental job.
Yeah, it's been over 2 months.
Yeah, well, they're busy.
Exactly.
To be
yeah.
fair, since you dropped Barney off, obviously I've taken a few cars there.
Have
my
you?
Cars do tend to take priority.
Do they? Right. Yeah.
I imagine the conversation goes like this. Ty, look, I know you're busy with Barney, but these are more important. Yeah. So can you just put these off?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm gonna give Ty a quick call at some point.
You can, but you can try, but it's in Cyprus.
Brilliant. Okay. I'm never seeing that car again, am I? that's what I've been up to. Went to a spa for Rianne's birthday. Happy birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday, Riri.
Yeah.
Surprised you actually remembered it. You forgot all
Same.
This.
Anyway, Taylor, let us know what you've been up to, but don't delve too deeply because the videos obviously haven't come out yet.
Mm.
But you've been quite stressed.
Oh, I've had a shit week.
Have you?
Oh, it's been terrible.
No, I think we can reveal all the way up to the extra car.
Oh, yeah.
I think everything has been probably said up until the extra car.
Yeah. So the 6 Series didn't make it to Poland
because
we had no end of trouble with it.
Yeah.
And I know you guys mentioned in the last podcast that it's because we left it too late, blah, blah. That car was genuinely ready to go out the night that Tom drove out. And we were getting ready. I was going to meet him. I was going to drive out, blah, blah.
If we're being honest, Taylor... That was already late because you missed
That was late. Yeah. That was, there's no denying that.
No, but Tom was obviously also late. Even though he wasn't invited yet.
You two, for one moment, piss off.
Just admit it was left too late.
You left Rory, it too late. Just say it.
Just shut up for
just,
a minute.
Just say it.
Do you know what? You got lucky, right? And do you know what? If you,
yeah, but
if
I'm,
your
I'm,
car,
I'm,
if
Taylor,
one thing
I'm,
had gone
I'm
wrong
happy
with
to
that,
admit, that was left too late.
Yeah.
I got lucky, but it was left
mine
too late.
Mine was left, look, mine was left later than it should have been, but it wasn't the lateness that stopped that car from going. It was an undiagnosable issue that even the man that developed, made, and sold that ECU to us came over
so
and
you're
tried
telling
diagnosed,
me,
and he said he'd never seen a fault
so
like
you're telling
before.
Me, if you started that a month ago,
If we started it a month ago, then I would have known to have gone in something else, but it still wouldn't have made it.
You would have been able to get that sorted in a month.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Because it's genuinely got an undiagnosable issue. We don't know what it is. It's either a wiring or ECU related.
So what's
issue.
The state of the 6 series now?
Six
or have
series,
you just not touched it? Still at Bruno's?
It's still at Bruno's.
Yeah.
I don't think he's really touched it since we last left off.
Yeah, because Bruno, fair play to Bruno, spent some hours.
Some hours.
Do you know
that.
What? I say it now. I have never, ever in my life met such a determined bunch of people and such a motivated team than Bruno's team and Bruno.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'd given up on that car long before Bruno had.
Oh, bloody hell.
And he would not give up on it to the point where we were at the side of the road, genuinely, at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Jesus.
And Bruno was there with his laptop, changing a crankshaft sensor at the side of the road and trying to reprogram and repin the ECU. And it wasn't working. It wouldn't start. And I said, Bruno, I said, we need to call it a day.
Bloody hell.
I said, we need to just call it a day. We need to go home. We need to get some sleep and start again another day because this is just not happening.
Yeah.
I said, it's just not happening.
Yeah. The universe was telling you not to take that car to Poland.
Yeah, 100%.
So you don't know what it's good for. But yeah, it happened. So you can't be sad about it.
For me, I was mega, mega upset about it. I was, you know, really, really gutted. I'm obviously a bit more over it now, but for me, it was bad luck and it was fate.
Yeah.
To the point, it was so bad, genuinely, I don't even think I'm going to attempt to go next year because I've got a bad taste in my mouth about the whole scenario.
Well, you could have just flown.
Do you know what? A couple of people said this to me and I will agree with it. I think if I actually got on a flight, it probably would have crashed.
But you could have done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you say there weren't flights.
There weren't flights.
But you say there were flights.
There were flights.
There weren't flights. I screenshotted every attempt that I tried to book a flight and sent it to you.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Look at your phone. I screenshotted all of it.
Crying out loud.
And it kept saying error. And I refreshed the page. I kept refreshing it. And in the end, the flights disappeared and they also sold out.
Either way, you didn't make it. And we were very sad that you
Well, I didn't make it in the 6 series or the plane.
No, exactly. The
but
6
did
series
I make
plane.
It elsewhere?
Well, you did attempt that, didn't you?
Mm,
and
I
you
did.
You did choose another car, which you will see in next week's episode.
Yeah.
The question is, does he make it in that car to Poland? That is the question on everybody's lips.
That is the question.
So how have you been apart from that and missing out on most of the Poland trip?
Well, obviously, very, very gutted about that.
Yeah.
Really upset. Yeah, just obviously seeing your guys' stories on social media made the whole thing a little bit worse. I was
Can I just say, I don't think you would have enjoyed it.
Well, obviously I would have enjoyed
it. No. The heat, Taylor.
Oh, the heat.
Rory, I've been to Vietnam.
No, this was
worse than that.
It was horrendous.
My 6 series has got aircon, so...
We definitely would have broke that because there's no way you could have had aircon.
Because I would have got the auxiliary belt off of it and I would have wrapped it around your neck.
But there were a lot of really nice 635 CSIs there.
I saw on social media.
Yeah.
It's a lovely red one. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we tried to send you messages in the group chat, but you left the group chat.
I did
chat,
leave the group
actually.
Chat because I was bored of looking at all of the drunk text messages of, when are you going back into the hotel?
Did you
what
enjoy
time's dinner?
Did you enjoy the message that Roy and I sent you, though, when we were a little bit pissed?
Yes.
And when we were chatting to that
fella?
Great.
Yeah, very funny.
Yeah.
You're chatting to some fella that apparently fancied me.
Yeah, oh yeah.
He said that he would get on all fours and
he
then
did.
Rory said, Taylor, come and... Him.
Yeah. And you just weren't there, man.
Oh, yeah.
Can I say, I don't even really remember a lot of that bit because at this point we'd already... So in Poland, if you ask for a single vodka, you get double.
Yeah.
And if you ask for a double, you get a quadruple.
Fantastic.
So the actual measurement of alcohol that we had was insane.
It was horrendous.
Yeah.
We drank a lot.
Like a lot.
Yeah. Mm.
And then we went outside in this little courtyard bit. And then I don't even know who was bringing drinks, but drinks just kept appearing in front of me. And I then kept drinking them. And it was a bad situation.
But a very good situation at the same time, because we had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We did indeed. What is that interference?
Would is it your be phone this? On airplane mode?
No.
Well, how many times do I have to tell
no,
you?
No, he just said, is it this? And I said, no.
Is your phone on airplane mode?
Is your phone on airplane
yes.
mode? Since when? Since the interference. Well, let's... Oh, sorry. Sorry, everyone. Let's just see if this solves
My plane's on airplane mode.
My plane is
so after me telling you at the start of the podcast to put your phone in airplane mode.
No, I put it away though. I put it in the corner.
Wait, let's have a listen. Oh, it's weird that.
Oh, it's weird that, isn't it? I have spent far too much time with you. It's probably good we didn't share a hotel. Good
oh, we would have. We would have. We either would have murdered each other
or had a lot of stress sex.
But yeah, other than that, this week's been all right. I've sold a lot of cars.
Yeah, you've been really productive, actually.
I got a bit fed up with looking at them all. And yeah. I was fed up with the whole Poland situation. So I was like, right, that's it.
I'll show them. I'm going to make loads of money.
Sell everything. So yeah. I sold loads of stuff.
Yep.
Which is good because I needed a good clear out. I sold loads of cars that needed a few little bits to give other people an opportunity to get a bargain.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm just really happy. It's sometimes nice to have just a factory reset.
Good, good.
So sold loads of Tuat. I've got myself a new daily, which obviously you two know about, which I'm very happy with, which I got today, which is sat outside and you guys will see not next week, the week after.
Yep.
So that's very exciting. Very, very happy about that.
Good. Big Pete's still going well?
Yeah, Big Pete's good.
Fantastic.
Since you brought Big Pete back from Poland, you did, 2,500 miles?
Yeah.
I've done another 700 miles in that car already. Bloody just about hell. 800 miles.
Jeez.
I'm going to be really annoyed if it's now, this is the point where, you know, we were always saying Big Pete's going to get, it's going to get to that point soon where everything will just be fixed on it.
Yeah, to be fair though, he has just had to spend over £2,000 getting
it. that was the thing that we already knew about.
Yeah, yeah. But
so I'm not including that. Because
also Big Pete, there will be another
one. All right, but at the moment, let's see.
Yep. But what time limit are you putting on it?
What?
A week?
Longer than a week.
Let's give it a week.
Yeah. I tell you what, we give it a month.
All right. Give it a month.
I
will have to have Luke confirm if there's any issues with it because you won't tell us.
No, I will. I'll be upfront with you and honest about it. Let's see.
Well, there is an issue.
What is an issue? What have you broken?
It's the gearbox, isn't it?
So it clonks a little bit in second when you're moving in traffic, but Tom said it just needs recalibrating.
Okay.
Right.
So it just needs to go back to Tom for a little recalibration.
Either way.
But yeah, I will tell you over the next 4 podcasts.
Fantastic.
If anything goes wrong with that car, we'll have a weekly Big Pete update.
All right. Fantastic. Either way, we have been looking in the Auto Alex email, which is
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
Very good.
You always keep trying to trick me. Why are you facing the opposite way?
I was trying to trick you, weren't I?
I was going to say it as well. You looked at me. I was like, podcast.
I'm panicking. And
I'm going to lose my job.
We've got a question of the week from Paul Peters. And Paul Peters says, "Hey, you chaps. My name is Paul, 37, originally from the Netherlands. Yes, now. Following the channel, 1+2 and podcast from the start and loving it. Keep on rocking. My question is this." This is a very good question.
Go on.
Paul asks, "What project cars do you like most from each other?" Thank you, Paul.
Oh.
Project cars do you like most from each other?
So what one of your two's project cars do I like the most, for example?
Yeah.
No, well each, you got to say each person.
Oh, from both of us. Yeah. From everyone. Yeah.
So from Alex's fleet of project cars, which one is your favourite?
What gets your
blood currently going? Or projects that you've done?
Taylor, every single car is a project car.
Yeah, but I mean like ones that you're doing at the moment.
No. Just any project car. Could be Phil, could be Roger.
It's Phil? Yeah.
Okay.
Phil, isn't it?
Why is that? Is it because he's the best car?
It's because he's fantastic. Very different. You did a lot too, Phil.
Yep.
And you finished it.
No, it's not finished.
It's far from finished. But do you know if going to Alt Race proved anything to me?
Except Phil's really shit.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, Phil's amazing.
There were much nicer examples there with better engines.
Yes, and they've also spent a lot more money.
I don't think you need a better engine. That V6 in Phil is the bollocks.
When I drove Phil,
I thought that was the balance is really good.
Yeah.
Well, that's because half the car's fallen out because the rust.
Oh, shut up. There's a little hole in there. Yorkshire car, I need to have
it would be nice to do the underside of Phil.
Fully agree.
Mazda Soul Red underneath.
Well, I'm not that fussed on that.
I'll only see
it when I crash.
But exactly. But if you're going to do it, you've got to go. You know, like, really anal stuff, right? So do the underside Mazda Soul Red.
Yeah.
And then do all the suspension black and do the bolt silver and put that little pen on them when you tighten up all the
bolts. Yeah, I can't be bothered with that. That's just too much effort.
Yeah, but that's because you're just lazy. But I like all that.
Okay, all right. So Phil is your favourite from my fleet. What about Rory's fleet?
E28.
Yeah, fair.
But you do need to finish it off because at the moment it is shit.
It's a fire hazard at the moment.
And the wheels are an inch too big.
Yeah. No, they're not.
No, the wheels are good. You need to raise...
Look, Edwin is the wheel master himself and he said that that is the perfect setup.
I mean, Tom Lenthal and Jushi also said that the wheels are an inch too big.
Yeah, Tom Lenthal... What do you all have in common? You're all fucking old.
Swearing...
But yeah,
why you gotta do that, man?
It needed to be done for emphasis on that.
No, it doesn't.
Jesus, E28. Yeah, I like that the most. But the wiring just looks like a Gordon's wiring nightmare.
That's Josh's fault.
The suspension is racing.
Yeah, at the front.
No, it does not. No, it does. The rear needs.
He just doesn't get it, does it?
Do you know what it looks? It looks childishly low.
It's because it's his first. Childish. It's his first project car, so he's like, "Oh, I've got to get it low as possible."
Yeah. The only reason it looks really low is because that front lip goes down so much.
No. Just looks low. No.
The wheels are in the arches.
You need to finish off the paint and finish off doing all the bushes.
Yeah,
and
you've probably got another $4,000 or $5,000 to spend on that.
Probably, yeah.
And then that car will be the bollocks.
But I think that will then be like my forever special, like your version of your six series and Phil. Like that, I adore that car.
Yeah.
And the fact that I've gone to Poland and back in it.
Just.
Yeah.
Just.
I think we can agree, and we said this at the end, somehow my car was the most reliable car on that trip.
Just.
But it was though.
Even though it still broke down.
Yeah.
It didn't break down.
What about you, Rory? What's your favorite project cars of Taylor?
Taylor will always be the 6 series. Like there's that ice. That's just the absolute. Yeah.
When it's working.
Yeah. When it's working. Yeah.
Your opinion of that car will improve massively when I bring it here and it's working and you go out in it, because we had that car working for a minute while I was driving it and I put my foot down in it and, excuse my French, fuck me, is it good?
Really?
Swearing.
Severely good.
Well, you've broken the seal. You've already ruined it.
My French, all right?
You did, yeah.
But the only way to describe it is it feels like an old M car. It's completely transformed. The throttle response is instantaneous.
Speaking of M cars, do you remember all the M cars that were in the BMW museum? It was like, shut up. Even Tom loved it. Like,
yeah,
it
no, so, Tom yeah. did really. Yeah. Oh, and bosses. Then do you remember all the engines that were there?
Oh, the engines. There was like a whole engine room.
And oh my God.
And private tour.
We got free pizza.
Oh, and the motorbikes.
Yeah. Oh, the motorbikes as well. Sorry, what were you saying?
Be honest with me for a moment. No winding up.
All right, okay.
Did you see the V12 X5?
No.
Good.
We drove it. No, we didn't see it.
Good. Was it there?
No, we weren't privy to those halls.
We were allowed to touch and see the engine of the V12 8 Series there. They came out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They came out especially and opened it up.
A German man came out and put on white gloves and then pulled on the lever and then opened the bonnet.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
That is really
and
cool.
Also the Z8 as well. We saw the engine in that.
And then you lot cool. just got your jammy mitts.
Oh, yeah,
all
we
over
had our mitts all over it. And he was there with his bloody white gloves. We're like, oh, shit.
I'm glad you didn't see the X5.
No.
Because that's my favourite.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, yeah. You just wanted us to not have a good time.
Yeah, basically. Brilliant. I wanted it to be horrible.
It's funny. Well, while we were there, there was a room where it had like a clay sculpture of the i8, was it?
Something like that.
Yeah, like the i8, I think, when it was in design. And basically the barrier wasn't far enough away, so everyone could lean over and touch it. And the whole thing was just full of like fingerprints where people
nail marks where people literally, it's just the human reaction. You see something that feels a little bit soft. You literally just prod it. And we, like, human beings are so dumb. It's like, you can tell it's clay. You can see so many fingernail marks, but yet you still want to do it. I didn't do it. I saw Rory, though. He was there. He was smashing it.
I bet he was. Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry. And then, so yeah, 8 series.
Six series.
Oh. Is it a toss up between Phil and Roger?
No.
Is it Phil and Nigel?
No.
Phil and Ferrari?
I think Ferrari.
Really?
Once the Ferrari is...
You have no taste.
No, but once it's done, I think it's going to be a bit stupid.
I do like the Ferrari. I must say, I do.
Look,
really,
if we can
like
OEM plus that to the point where it's like a cool thing, I think that is going to be the absolute bollocks.
Right. Do you know what would be cool?
Yep.
Get that car running and driving.
Yep.
Get it out to a nice stand and put some cool seats in it. Don't put those ones back
in. I want to get Tillets in there.
Tillets.
Yeah.
Lower it and put some split wheels on it. Like cool,
I do want cool wheels.
AF wheels.
Yeah.
take it to Outrace next year.
Shit, that would be amazing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Manual swap.
Imagine
as well.
Having a Ferrari 360. Freddie
did want to do a cheap supercar run somewhere.
With a trailer.
A Ferrari 360. Towing my 6 Series, probably.
Yeah.
at Outrace next
towing
year.
Half.
Obviously, I won't be there.
No, you won't make
it's tainted
it.
With bad luck.
Yeah.
So imagine if it was towing another 360 trailer.
This is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, we need to find another
how
Crunch 360.
How dumb would that be? I'm in. I am so in. Let's do it. If anyone has got the rear end of a 360.
We've got one. It's in a trailer in Essex.
No, you know what I mean. Like the actual,
yeah, we need the body.
Body, yeah.
Body's
that'll be fun.
For chassis.
Or what about towing a Lamborghini? The rear end of a Lamborghini.
That would be funny. Oh, that would be funny.
That would be good. Or we could get a kit car version of that, a scrapped one, and just maybe make that into a trailer.
That'd be cool.
There's lots of things that we want to do.
I think... Yeah, it's. I think one the vision with the Ferrari. I think the Ferrari, but Nigel, if you can bloody get some wheels for it and stick that wing on and get that sort.
Imagine next year driving the 993 and the Ferrari over to Ultra.
Oh my god!
And hopefully by then, because this year
and Phil. Oh my god!
This year I've set myself a target.
Yeah,
I want to buy a 911 by the end of the year.
Okay, what kind? 930.
Do you know what? I'm not fussed.
All right.
I would buy a 996. If anyone listens, this has got a cheap Porsche 911, by the way, please let me know.
Yeah.
Even if it's a bit of shit. But I said I'd buy one when I'm 30. I am 30. I want to buy one this year.
Oh, God, you are old, aren't you?
Mm.
You're on the scrap.
But 930, 996, 997, if it's cheap enough, whatever, I want a 911 this
year. What's your budget?
£50.
All right.
No, I don't know yet. But it depends what comes up.
All right.
I'd love, the dream
is
to find 911, 930, barn find.
Mm,
and then do it up, restore it, drag it out the barn. I'd love that.
Yeah.
Or a 912, like an early 911.
Okay. All right. I need to answer the question now.
Mm-hmm.
For Rory, what have you got? You've got E46, you've got Z4, E28. I drove the E28. I really like it.
It's fair.
The power delivery is fantastic.
They're a bit silly, aren't they?
Yeah.
Because they're like quite powerful, but they're a bit wobbly.
And it makes a very good noise. A bit wobbly, his is.
Mine's especially wobbly.
My white one was a bit wobbly, but it was funny wobbly. Yeah. Yours is probably scary wobbly.
Yeah, mine's scary wobbly. But we did take it up to 120. What did you get? You got it up even more. 100.
Oh, I think I saw 135.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm,
and that was enough. Yeah, that
was it very...
Oh, it was enough. Yeah. And the brakes are really not good on that.
No.
It's still not as fast as Roger because I saw 140 on the dials.
Roger's.
That is mad.
Well, I saw Roger's 140 on the dials.
Tires that are like two profiles too small.
No, I saw 140 though, didn't I? So, and when we were on the autobahn doing our top speed run, you were in my way. You indicated you got out of my way. So you do the maths. Is that or is that not fact?
That is fact.
That is fact. There you go.
But you got out of Tom Lenthal's way. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's got a supercharged straight six, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so E28 for you.
Yeah.
It's my favorite project car. And it's a toss up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because I really, really like your 540.
Do you?
I really like that car.
Really?
Yeah. With four wheels.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. You'll find out about that another time.
Yeah.
But ultimately, if it was a choice, it would be the 6 Series because that is the bollocks.
It's a very special car, the 6 Series.
And with the trumpets installed.
Honestly,
it's a bollocks.
You'll blow your mind. I'm so mega excited to get that car back in my life.
Fantastic.
This is the longest I've ever been without it.
Really?
In 10 years.
Oh,
yeah.
Bloody hell.
I think the thing as well with the 6 Series is the whole story behind it with the saving it £25.
Yeah.
And
the views of the first video and stuff like that as well.
Yeah. It's just got a cool story behind it as well.
Yeah. Right. We're now going to move the podcast on to 20 questions. And I have a motor vehicle.
Is it European?
In mind. Who would like to start me off? Taylor.
I've started.
Is it European?
I'm not letting you have the satisfaction.
It's my question, though.
I don't care. Taylor.
Is it European?
Taylor, it is European. Rory.
Is it French?
Rory? It is French. Dickhead.
Is it a Citroën XM?
Taylor, it is not a Citroën XM. Bloody hell, if you got a Citroën XM, and I was thinking that, I would literally get up and walk.
Is it a Citroën?
It's a Citroën.
Is it a Citroën C1?
It's not a Citroën C1.
Is it a 2CV?
It's not a 2CV. We're at 6. There we go. Now we're cruising. Now we're cruising to 20.
Is it a Citroen SM?
That's number 7. It is not a Citroen Small.
They're one of my favorite cars.
Is it post-2000s?
Maybe I need to hold up.
I want to know if he's doing some sort of modern, like a...
Is it post-2000?
Okay. It is post-2000. That's question 8. Okay. Question 8. If I get into double figures, then happy days.
Is it
yeah.
a Citroen Saxo?
Question 9. No, it is not. Citroen Saxos were pre-2000s, though, weren't they? I think yeah, I'm pretty sure you can get it on a 97, 98. Yeah.
Is it a hatchback?
Is it a hatchback? That's a very, very interesting question. Is it a hatchback? Yeah. Why not? Question 10, double figures.
Is it?
Yes, Taylor. Pray do tell.
Is it a Citroen C2 with a split folding tailgate?
Oh, they're nice, aren't they? Mm. But it's not. Okay. Question 11. Oh, you had Citroen at 3. That was very worrying.
Is it front wheel drive?
Rory, did he say yes to hatchback?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is it? I mean, the hatchback thing, that's also a little bit murky. But hold on, is it?
Murky.
Right, hold on. I'm just going to have to... bear with me.
Keep them entertained.
Are you actually Googling this? Yeah.
You should know these answers. Know,
you're so answers. Crap with cars.
Yeah. Someone's definitely given him this car, and he doesn't even know anything about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, I'm on airplane.
It's on airplane.
God, he's so old.
So old.
That's the reason why he doesn't know it that well, because it's post-2000s.
Post-2000s.
It could be a hatchback, but could not be a hatchback.
I think I don't know what it is.
Well, he's answering, is it front-wheel drive?
Right, answer this.
So this is question 12, is it not?
Yeah.
It is. What was the question?
Is it front-wheel drive?
Oh, shit. Hold on. Let me go back into airplane mode. Yes, it is. Front wheel drive. We're at 12.
All right, you'll go.
Wait. Let me go airplane mode. I want to maintain eye contact with you while you ask me this question. For number 13.
Is it?
Yeah.
A Citroen Pluriel.
No, it's not. Number 14. Oh, please, Rory.
Is it a two-door?
Is it a two-door?
Mm. Well, like two plus hatch, whatever.
I'll give you that. Yeah, two doors.
It's two doors.
Two doors. Okay. 15. And you had Citroen at 3.
That's ruined my next question.
So it's front wheel drive.
Two doors. Close. Front wheel drive.
Front wheel drive.
Hmm.
Question 15.
By the way, I do not know anything now. So,
oh, really?
Is it? So I am literally just going to be asking general questions.
Okay.
Is it a Citroen DS3?
At 16, no, it's not a DS3. Fantastic vehicle, though. I used to run one as a long-termer, and it had yellow seats.
Did you actually like it? Because I quite like them.
It was all right. It had yellow seats, and you know one thing about me, I'm quite grubby.
Yeah.
They weren't yellow for very long. Yeah. So that's 16. Rory.
I like a DS3.
Rory, why not just... Well, just ask me a general question about life, if you don't really know.
Right. So it's a two or three door?
Two door. Yeah.
It's not Citroen C2. I've had that.
I don't know. Is that a question?
No, I've already asked Citroen
have you?
C2. Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Just to let you know, if it is actually a Citroen C2.
Okay. I'm just not convinced that you've asked that question.
No,
you convinced?
He did.
So both of you are 100% certain.
Yes, yeah. Yes, he asked you that question.
Okay, interesting.
Why?
It's just interesting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So what are we on? We're on 16 now.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything you'd like to know?
Is the model name a letter then followed by a number?
A letter then
E.g. C2.
It is not. No, that's question 16. Thank you very much for your participation. Taylor. It's a Citroen with two doors, front wheel drive, post 2000.
Could be a hatchback, could not be a hatchback.
Yeah, could kind of, but not kind of. 17, Taylor. Question 17. We've got to hurry up as well, because, you know, it's...
Mm. Oh, no, I'm not on a time restraint.
No, people are probably shitting at the moment. If you're shitting while listening to this, please send in some pictures to...
Podcast at Auto Alex Car. No, don't.
Don't do that.
No.
You're a maniac. I tested you again and you nearly failed.
No, don't. But do.
DM Rory.
No.
DM Rory. DM or Alex. Shit. No, don't send dick pics, send shit pics. Oh,
Jesus
God.
Christ.
Have you ever done that? Have you sent shit pics to your friends? Yeah. When you've just been so impressed with the shit that came out of you?
I've done that before. Yeah. It's been
Have you ever done a Houdini?
I don't know what that is.
It literally just disappears down the toilet. And when you wipe, there's nothing on there.
You're I've had a couple of those. Yeah, it's good, quite solid usually. You have a lot of protein, you get
lots
those.
Of protein, yeah.
Come out like cardboard.
Mm. Question 17, Taylor.
Bear with,
Oh, for crying out loud.
Is it? No.
Yeah, come on.
Is it that question?
Come on. Why not try and whittle it down a little bit more, you know? Sorry, everyone. You had Citroen at 3.
Yeah, but you've obviously picked some sort of obscure, ridiculous.
Oh, it's so obscure and so ridiculous. Come on. I need a question now.
Is it a Citroen Zara?
No. Question 18. Taylor, Rory, even. Oh, I'm so glad we're at 18. I'm sensing a victory.
Is this...
Mm.
A sports car?
No.
But it's two door.
Hmm. You've got two questions left.
You know, they did the Citroen Zara two door with the hatchback.
Yeah.
It's quite a nice car, that.
Two questions left. Rory? No. Put your phone away. Taylor?
Wait.
Are you all right?
An AMI. Is an AMI front wheel drive?
Do you want to ask that question?
Could sort of be a hatchback. It's two door.
Is it front wheel drive?
I don't know.
Mm. Do you want to ask a question?
I think they are front wheel drive.
Does that fit with everything?
People are getting really
Is it a Citroen AMI?
It's a Citroen AMI! Yes! I got it! Well done, Rory. Question 19. Oh, I'm happy with that.
Do you know what swerved that?
Yeah.
It was that you thought for a long time if it was post 2000s.
Oh, no, I knew. It's like 2022.
Yeah.
I just pretended to look on my phone throw you.
Oh. So you used cheats, basically?
No, I didn't cheat at all.
No, cheats.
I would literally just check my phone. It was still on airplane
mode.
Is
it a hatchback?
Speaking of AMIs.
Because there's no hatch on them. It kind of is, but kind of isn't.
No, it's not a hatchback. There's no hatch on the back.
Well, then I said kind of is, but kind of isn't.
All right, we minus off 10 points. Off,
10 points?
10 questions. 10 questions.
Right, yeah. Because you lied. Questions.
Yeah, we got that in 9. Because you lied about a question.
No.
That's the rule.
No, sorry. Yeah. My rules, my game, 19 questions.
Well, we won.
No. Look, we'll take it to a vote. All right, who votes that we minus 10 questions? Oh, me.
There's two of my hands in the air.
Okay, so what?
So there's four.
So we actually
four
answered
against
it.
None.
We
answered
it.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Speaking of AMIs, though, I saw one in the wild the other day.
Did
was
you?
It, was it on its side?
No, it wasn't, but it did lean a lot when it went through a corner. But they're just so cool.
So
I love them.
It's front wheel drive.
Yeah, that's what I had to look up. Yeah. Genuinely. Yeah, that's embarrassing.
They're so good. I really like an AMI.
Oh, I did a video on car throttle on AMI.
Mm.
Drove it through Coventry city centre through like underpasses and stuff.
Didn't you park it in a shopping cart thing? Or?
Oh yeah, I've done that with loads of cars. Mm. Yeah.
Just fun. Quickly, yeah. While we've mentioned the AMI,
yeah.
Has
yeah.
any of you two recently looked at the used car market for electric cars?
Oh.
But I mean for like older electric cars, you know, like Nissan Leafs.
Like a Leafs and stuff.
Are they what?
So cheap.
Are they?
Mm. Like
the last time I looked at a Leaf, it was like $4,000 or $5,000.
I was looking on Carwell the other day.
Yeah.
I say the other day, yesterday.
Yeah.
I was looking on Carwell yesterday.
Mm.
You can get a like 40,000 mile Nissan Leaf, like 2016 or
so. What's that, like a 40 mile range?
Probably not far off 40 or 50 miles.
Really?
Genuinely. Yeah, genuinely.
Really?
They are really bad these days.
Well, you can get one for $2,000.
Okay. I mean, you can only go 40 or 50
But
miles.
Imagine a Nissan Micra, 40,000 miles automatic. That's like, what, $4,000? It's like double the value.
Yeah, yeah, but you can drive to Scotland and back. Not on one tank, but you can do it quickly.
I think soon there needs to be a cheap electric car challenge.
We've got a Tesla, yeah.
But I'm thinking like $1,000 to $2,000, and we see the perils of cheap electric cars.
It will blow up and it will be on fire and we'll be on the news, which could be quite good for the channel.
And there'll be bollards everywhere.
Oh, God. Anyway, we have got another email from Ross Miller, because he actually emailed into...
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
Okay, it was all right. A bit of a delay there.
No. That was all right.
And Ross Miller writes to the podcast, which is...
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
That was slightly
different. Hello, Alex, Rory, and Taylor. Long-time listener, first-time caller here, and I'm in need of some real-world help. In my little collection I currently have, you'll like this, an R53 Mini Cooper S as my daily, an Alpine A10 as my nice car, and my dad and I are building a Caterham as a bucket list thing. My issue is tax. So he's got all of these nice cars and he doesn't want to spend tax on it.
Oh, well, Taylor's the man to ask about that.
Yeah, I don't know why I looked at
Taylor. Get yourself some trade plates.
The Mini now costs £415 a year. £415?
That's a lot.
Yeah. £415 a year in tax. As well.
I wouldn't know because I've not taxed mine.
No.
Trade plates.
And almost the same again in insurance. That comes to nearly half the car's value in basic running costs every year. And I can no longer see sense in keeping it, even though I love it to death. It's a great spec with low miles and all the mods that make the R53s great, but I have to let it go. Can you lads suggest anything as a sensible replacement that keeps the practicality and the fun without bank-breaking costs? I've always fancied the newer Honda CRZ minus the hybrid system, but that does bring the tax down to a measly 25 quid a year. Love all the content from all four channels. Cheers, Ross. Any ideas?
Yes.
I've had a quick look around.
Two words.
Go on.
Up GTI.
Yeah, but that's like, they're like 12, 13 grand.
Are they? No,
yes.
They were that new.
What's his budget?
Yeah, I don't think they've lost money. Well, let's say a Cooper S, like equivalent kind of money.
Like $3,000.
So three to five grand.
I've got two words.
CRZ for that?
Maybe, but CRZ, they're quite boring. I've driven one before.
I quite like it. Limp. It's a hybrid with a manual gear.
Yeah, it's just, it doesn't do it for me. I don't like the look of it either.
I've got two words.
Go on.
Classic cars. Look, if you're struggling with tax, get a classic car.
Do you know what the cheapest car that I've ever owned is? Not just to buy,
your Mini,
but to run.
Your classic Mini.
But to also to run.
The 6 Series.
Austin Allegro.
Oh. Which you've sold?
I have sold, yes.
Yeah.
There was £550 to buy.
Yeah.
It's MOT exempt, tax exempt, ULEZ exempt, and it does over 40 miles to the gallon.
And you can usually insure a classic car for a quarter
Not
of the price.
Lot, yeah. So are we really suggesting that he should get himself an Allegro? From an R53.
Not an Allegro, but he could get a Mini Cooper.
It's difficult, right? Because that's all well and saying at this time of year, really nice and now, but... Think about when all the roads get salty and manky. And
yeah, you
really
won't
want
to take it out.
You'll park it out with
the money that you're saving from tax.
You spend on getting it restored. Brilliant. Yeah. So you're not actually saving any money. You just got the headache of having the thing restored every
year.
Yeah,
but the value of the car's also going up rather than down.
Not if it's dissolving every time you walk out your house.
So I had a little look on Auto Trader earlier.
Mm.
What about something like a Saxo VTS? Lower insurance group, not by much, admittedly, but... No turbo, no supercharger.
What's the tax?
Also fun. I don't know. It's like tax group 27 or something, and the Cooper S is 30. I don't know how much difference that makes, but it will make a little bit of a difference.
The only problem with one
it
of those
it won't be 415
is,
quid.
The only problem with one of those is just finding one.
Yeah.
They're
well, there's one on Auto
now.
Trader.
Is there?
For £3,500, yeah.
Really? I can't get it. That's nothing for a VTS.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go, Ross. There is a VTS on Auto Trader right now, if you want to have a look
it's
at
probably
it.
Not there now.
No.
But no, I really like those. I think they're really cool little hot hatches, and they will only go up in value as well. So yes, you will be paying still a decent amount in tax, but that is offset by the appreciation of the car every year, I think.
Or classic car,
yeah. But
My friend Henry has got a Citroen C3 Cactus.
Okay.
And now that sounds shit.
Yeah.
But I really like it. It's got a great interior.
Yeah.
It's very fuel efficient.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice to drive, really comfortable. Love really comfortable chairs.
Yeah.
Not as fun as a hot hatch.
Yeah.
But it's, I didn't realize how cheap they were. You can get one for like three and a half grand for like, I think it's a 15 plate.
Yeah.
£20 a year to tax.
Well, yeah, it's like an up as well. £20. Yeah, they're 20.
What
quid.
About a R56 Mini Cooper S?
I don't know. Is that cheaper on
tap? Oh, yeah, they're a lot cheaper on tap.
Really? Are they?
Yeah, yeah.
Really? They're
like 100 and something, yeah.
Oh.
R56s have come down in price recently, but don't buy the early ones because they blow up by a late one.
Oh, there you go, Ross. Top tip. If you want to get rid of your Mini, buy another Mini. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. We'll move on. We've got one more question of the week and then we'll round it off. This is from Stefan Chilcott. And it says, dear team, been meaning to ask for ages, but what was a car that you were most looking forward to driving, but when you did, was the most disappointed with? Stefan, listening on my cycle into work. So a car that you were really excited about.
My
that
six
disappointed
series.
You.
Phil.
You can't even say it with a straight face, man. Why are you trying to bait me?
I've never driven.
Have you not?
I've never driven Phil.
No. Everyone's driven Phil.
No, I'm not trusted.
No, fair. Yeah, and you won't be now because your little quip there.
That's funny.
What's the car that you've driven?
So I have two. Mm-hmm. The first one is E30 M3. And it was a special edition. I can't remember the rally driver's name, but it was a special one of something. I found that, to me, that's always just going to be a four-cylinder coupe. And the people always say, oh, you got to rev the nuts off it, blah, blah, blah. But it just didn't excite me very much. And the second one, which is probably going to be even more controversial, was the BMW E9 3-litre CSL Batmobile. Drove that, was like, meh, it just feels old. And why? Yes, it is old, but it just didn't excite me
did
as much as I
did. It felt special.
It felt very special, but it didn't excite me as much as I was expecting.
Mm. Well, you can't really throw it around like an E92 M3 or something, can you?
No, but I mean, it just didn't give me the fizz.
Mm.
So it's old BMWs for me that disappoint.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you own quite a few of them.
I do, yeah. They're all as disappointing as each other. But I just love the look of BMWs. And Roger is getting M54 swapped. I'm going to put Barney's old engine, the high mileage 330 in there.
That'd be cool.
And that's your fault after driving your M52 swapped.
It's such a good swap, though, to do.
It is a very, very good swap. So, yeah, those are my two cars. Mm. What about you guys? Any ideas?
I've got a really crap memory. I hate questions like this.
Oh, God.
Because I always think about it and I think of the answer on the way
Don't
home.
Don't worry. Taylor will come back to you tomorrow.
Yeah, probably will.
Two days late again.
Whenever we do the podcast on my way home, I go, oh yeah, that would have been a good answer for that. Because my memory is just so slow.
Oh, gee, you are so slow.
What's yours, Rory? You do yours and I'll think.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh.
Do you know what was quite disappointing? It makes a great sound and it is a luxury barge. But my Maserati Quattroporte.
Yeah. Is that a bit disappointing?
It just wasn't
I can imagine it didn't feel particularly well screwed together and stuff like that.
No, it was actually, but it was just the speed just wasn't there. Like the noise.
Oh, really?
The noise was there, but I went from the Maserati I went from the Jaguar. Yeah, no, that was it. I went from an XJ, X351 to the Maserati, and I was expecting, you know, V8 petrol. I'd feel XJ was quicker.
Oh, bloody hell. That's depressing, isn't it?
Yeah, the 3-litre diesel.
But that's turbos for you, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it just didn't have that same punch. But I still loved the Maserati.
Disappointed.
Just,
yeah.
It wasn't a great...
Mm. Okay. Interesting. Mm. Taylor, over to you.
Mm.
He's in shutdown mode, isn't he?
Taylor's crashed.
Do you want to get back to us next week?
No.
Because we need to set the video live, like ASAP.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
That sounds like a you problem.
You are listening to this on Friday. It is currently Thursday, 5:45 as we're recording this.
Yep.
And our episode, which you would have seen, hopefully, is 30 minutes long. We need to watch through it and then set it live and make sure we're happy with thumbnail and description and blah, 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 blah. So I would like to get that live ASAP because it's really good. We're very excited.
Do you know what I was really
Has he booted up?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
I once drove an E63 AMG.
Oh, really?
And for me, it just, you put your foot down and yeah, it's fast, but it's so quiet and not quiet, but like, it just, you watch the speedo go up and you're just like, yeah.
Mm. It doesn't feel fast because it's so linear as well. Yeah. There's no drama to it.
And the dashboard is made out of dustbin lids. Oh, and I hated it. It looked like a taxi.
Oh, really? Mm. Oh, that's no good.
Interior looked like a taxi. Okay. I was really disappointed.
That's why we stick with BMWs, because they make quality cars.
Do you know what my other one was, actually?
Yeah.
Vauxhall Insignia. Yeah. I was just hyped up so much in my mind. Oh, it was such an icon, so good.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
I'd love seeing all those Vauxhall Insignias in,
it was so good
in Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift. Yeah.
I've owned two of them, yeah.
Mm, yeah, because you're such a car guy, man.
Yeah.
You say about the BMW thing, but there's a Mercedes that I've wanted for years, genuinely.
Mm.
Not a G-Wagon. I've wanted for years.
Yeah.
And my close friends will tell you, obviously not you two, because you're not very close, but my close friends will tell
you. We take our close friends to Poland.
Yeah, yeah. And that I've wanted one, because I've been banging on about them for years. And only
can
recently,
someone smell fire?
No, I can smell fire, yeah.
Okay.
It's probably their unit, because we are running extension leads into extension leads.
Is it Roger? Because his fuel pipes.
Oh, yeah. He has. He's leaking fuel everywhere. Mm. Maybe we should wrap this up.
Yeah.
But yeah, just quickly. I've only noticed recently that they're really depreciating and coming down in price. Mm-hmm. Is a Mercedes W211 E55 AMG.
Oh.
I've always wanted one. A supercharged V8.
Yeah.
If anyone's got one, let me know.
Yeah.
I really want one.
Yeah.
They're great. You know, like a 2008 shape.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
I really like those.
They're big old barges, aren't
they? Yeah.
Very, very fast.
But supercharged V8.
Anyway, thank you very much for listening along to the Autonics podcast, episode 38. We will see you next week. And apologies that we are 2 days late again. Martin, we're very, very sorry. It's all Rory's fault.
It is.
Anyway, whatever you're doing, do it to the best of your ability. And please remember to email us at
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
With that, we'll see you next time. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye.